The executive committee has mentioned items 1 through 3 were the subject of the consent agenda back on June 26. Is there any region that would like to call an item for further discussion? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to approve executive meeting items 1, 2, and 3.
Move approval of 1, 2, and 3.
Second.
Motion by Regent Belkey, seconded by Regent Bale. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Passes unanimously. Items 4 and 5 are new to the agenda and have not previously been discussed. I will turn to number 4, which is a resolution in appreciation to honor James Kennedy, our former staff regent. Is there any comments or discussion on that particular item?
Move approval.
Motion by Regent Zilke, seconded by Regent Ridley. I will comment before we take a vote. James was, as we all know, an outstanding, involved, committed regent. And I know each of us have individually expressed to him our appreciation and friendship for his service. And so, Connor, I now ask the taking of the roll call vote. Mr. Secretary, will you call the roll and let each of the regents express their vote?
Dr. Philip Bale. Dr. Barbara Bush.
You just want to make me a Bush.
I don't know how to change your name.
When he was president, I had enough trouble. Well, just
Dr.
Thank you.
Melissa Dennison.
Yes, aye.
Mr. Freddie Higdon.
Yes.
Mr. Gil Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. David Porter?
Yes.
Mr. John Regal?
Certainly, yes.
Dr. Tamla Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Nikki Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Larry Zilke?
Call me doctor, that's okay.
Yes.
I say yes.
Yes.
With unanimous approval. Thanks. And we'll now move to item number 5, which is a new item concerning the sale of certain property to Five Star Properties, LLC. Do we have a... Yes.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to call Brad Wheeler, who handles our property transactions, to the table. He's here. Brad, it's all yours.
Dr. Ransdell, Mr. Higdon, Board of Regents members, today we have before you a request for the authorization to surplus and sell 0.64 acres of land located between Kentucky and Adams Street for $600,000. And I want to show you some pictures, the three components of this transaction for Five Star, which is the developing company. They have to purchase and acquire the property located at the point for which we do not own. They purchase a portion of our property, and they will lease a small section of property from us for this development. And yesterday, this is the location for the property that they will purchase from another individual here in town. And you can see the condition of this property on the west side of campus. And right, my pointer's going to work, but right to the right side, you can see our new alumni center. And this is the approach to our new alumni center and what will be the College of Education building. And so this is the condition of the former Beano's. If y'all have been there, it was Happy Inn before. This is the old Hilltop Shops. I don't know if y'all remember Cutter's Restaurant. But this contained Cutter's Restaurant, a Subway, and a Kinko's at one point in time. This property has been largely vacant for about 11 years and has been unoccupied except for a small apartment in the top of that building for the last 11 years. The overview of the property on Google Maps, this is the split between Adams and Kentucky Street, and the property is located where that point is, right there. Thank you. This is the property we're looking at. That's the Beano's. This right here is the Hilltop Shops. And this is Adams coming down toward Western's campus with our athletic facilities here. And this is Kentucky coming up to our new developments up in Block 12 section of campus with our Welcome Center right there. The College of Education building will go... College of Business building will go right there. Thank you. The property that's proposed for sale today is right in this section here of this parking lot. There's a separate transaction that we will create to lease this property right here.
And how much will that lease bring in a one-time payment?
It will bring in a one-time payment, and the terms are a little bit more favorable since we've talked. It's $250,000 for 25 years with five additional five-year renewals for $50,000 each. So that portion of the transaction will be $500,000 over the next 50 years to the university.
But up front, the total transaction is $850,000
for this transaction. That is correct. We are going to lose, obviously, some bus parking. We're going to lose a few parking spaces, but a lot of this is road service area, so our parking loss will be minimal, and we will create some additional. This was what was proposed by Five Star Development. I'm not sure if some of these spots will be available, but roughly we will lose about 40 to 50 spots on this transaction.
Mr. Will, you said we'll have $250,000.
$250,000 for the lease, $600,000 for the sale of the property.
And then each year for how much a year?
After 25 years, there will be a five-year renewals at $50,000 per renewal each time.
Okay, so the first amount is for 25 years. There's no incremental. Or did I misunderstand?
No, there's a 25-year, $250,000 payment for the lease.
One time. Okay.
And then
at the end of 25 years,
then they can renew it for an additional five-year terms.
Wasn't sure.
Yeah, that one's a little complicated.
Okay. Why the lease, though, and not the fee? What's the...
The reason this property right here had some deed restrictions on it.
The lease property?
Yes, and so they could not, under
get
no...
the fee.
They could
okay.
not... They could not acquire that property, and quite frankly, I'd rather hold it than...
Okay, that answers it.
How are they going to... This is just has nothing to do with sale. How are they going to keep our students from parking on their lot, our people?
Well, the building. You can go there.
Yeah, the building...
The developer intends to build a building.
Yeah, I know, but they're going to have a parking lot, aren't they?
The parking lot will be up here in this front
okay.
section.
Okay, it'll be up there, okay.
They're buying.
They're going to plan to operate a drive-thru. I think the drive-thru is going to be sort of in this section behind the building.
Okay.
Do you know how much they're paying for the Vinos and the Hilltop shots?
It's confidential. I do not know. I know.
You'll know once it closes.
I know once it's closed.
Would you let us know?
And it's quite substantial.
Okay. More than?
I suspect.
Okay.
Absolutely. And they have to.
The appraisal on the property we're selling was $133,000, and we're getting $600,000 for it.
Yeah.
So that gives you some sense of the business transaction involving the total footprint.
The key financial indicator for us is the fact we're going to seek an allocation of TIF revenue,
mm-hmm.
so that revenue stream, whatever that revenue stream, will be a continuing revenue stream for 18 years to the university.
So this is in the TIF area?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
that's a major motivation for the transaction.
Okay.
Do we know what they're putting in there?
Yes, it is a pharmacy.
CVS,
yeah. Right?
It is a pharmacy. Yes. You're okay. It is a pharmacy.
It is a pharmacy.
And their plans are they're going to put in some signage there. It has to be approved by the downtown TIF, but they're going to put some curved signage in there right at the approach to downtown. This is the first block of the TIF coming from this direction. And so the plans are to have a nice structure that complements the area very, very nicely.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion by Regent Zilke, seconded by Regent Burt, sometimes Bush. I had to get that in, Barbara. I'm sorry. Any other discussion or questions?
It's a good transaction. I congratulate Gary and his staff for obtaining a great price for a piece of property that looks kind of terrible.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, it's worth pointing out, too, that we are getting how many extra parking spaces?
Well, we are displacing the 40 to 50 spaces that were parking and some temporary bus spaces. We're displacing those with a lot that we're building on Russellville Road that will have how many spaces?
It's 104 spaces, I think, is the current number.
So the net, we're displacing the parking we're losing here with other parking a few
there's
blocks from here.
There's a net gain in parking spaces with these two maneuvers, deals.
Any other discussion or questions? Again, our motion is for the approval of the sale of approximately 0.64 acres of land located between Kentucky and Adams Street to Five Star Properties, LLC for $600,000.
I think I just, as the student regent, would like to say, as we've talked about how the parking is going to be replaced by the Russellville Road lot, and I would just encourage everyone who's going to be involved in this sort of messaging to students to make sure to really emphasize that point, because I'm here on the board, I understand, but your average student is just going to see parking spaces gone,
right,
and they don't understand why. So just from that perspective.
Absolutely.
Because this is going to be better for the university as a whole, but they need to understand that as well.
Mr. Russell will be making a presentation at the first or one of the first SGA meetings. Howard Bailey is working with President Ritchie to set that up, to talk about this and a few other projects that are of interest to our students.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, why does this not include the lease, this action item?
Normally, we don't bring, unless there's a major lease that just transforms an academic program or a major institutional initiative, normally we don't bring leases to the board. But there's no reason why it cannot be.
Well, my motion was for both.
Fair enough. Good.
I don't know if the second was. Can you clarify that motion for me? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, I will. We'll go back.
Good.
Before I clarify, any follow-up questions to what Regent Zielke has brought up, the lease component being $250,000?
One time. 25 years, and then $50,000 a year for the renewables.
I'm putting them both.
So for clarification, I misstated the motion. The motion now is for the approval of the sale of land, 0.64 acres, $600,000, and approval of a long-term lease, initially $25,000, 25 years for $250,000 with five-year extensions at
$50,000 plus 5%
per year.
That is clarification of our motion, and confirming we have a motion and a second.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like the record to reflect that I will abstain from this vote for the reason that it is within the TIF and I have involvement with the TIF.
So noted. Any other discussions? Call the vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No.
Larry, to further answer your question, we're in and out of lots of leases, some very small, some of consequence, and hardly a month goes by that we're not entering or getting out of a broad range of leases across properties on and off campus. And many years ago, the board authorized the administration to address leases and just keep the board informed of consequential.
Seems like a 25-year lease is a pretty large interest in land being conveyed, so that's why I thought
It wasn't part of the action here, but that's why we wanted to make it clear that it includes that.
And we have currently no contract under the lease portion. We do have a sales contract for the property transfer, but
understand.
We're still working on the lease part.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry. Good points. Okay, that concludes the executive committee agenda. We now... Regent Ridley, Chair of...